This is for the ACN building. And as a refresher, this is off Copperfield. It's about 16 acres, 130,000 square feet between the two buildings. It also has about
Three buildings, isn't it?
Well, technically.
Sort of.
It's two parcels, and it's 4 to 5 acres of undeveloped land as well that comes with it. So after we've worked over the last 3-4 weeks, the purchase price would be $42 million. The earnest money would be $200,000, which would become non-refundable after 6 months. So we've asked for an extended due diligence period to allow Kyle and his folks to do their work. And we would delay the closing until July of 2024. And that is what allows us to get the funding in place when we issue the debt next July. That's the deal. We can answer any questions you have.
If you could quickly go over why, and I think we've talked about this before, but why you left the other site we had approved.
Yeah, so I think we've talked to all of you about it. So the Amalia Street site, ultimately the cost to construct a new building roughly in this magnitude was going to be $85 million to $120 million, I think it was. And we just felt like this was a more cost-effective approach. It does take this off the tax books, obviously, at a value of $16 million. So we will lose some revenue, but we think this is the most taxpayer-friendly deal we're going to find for a facility that Human Services needs. In 2027, when their lease expires, that's $1 million lease payment that we can get back and redirect.
I have a question, because I don't have any idea. You said that you're going to delay closing until 2024. So what does that do to the money for 2023? Anything? Or the budget we worked on is 2024.
Yeah. Right? So you'll adopt the capital project ordinance for this next month. The money would be in hand in July of 24, which is why we want to close then. But we would have this under contract.
Okay. That'd be a debt issuance. That's part of the recommended budget tonight. Yeah. Okay. And is it going to coincide with the expiration of the current lease?
We don't know that yet, I don't think, timing-wise. If we own it in July of 24, we have about 3 years.
Correct. So if you're talking about the current building that we're in, we would have to terminate that early if we wanted to get out.
Would we have to buy the lease out?
The way it's worded, the original one, I believe it's a full buyout. That's correct.
Yeah. How much would that?
They would want their full value.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Want their full value. Yeah. So we're paying
close to $1 million.
Yeah, $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm. But that's assuming that the property is ready by then. What we don't know yet is how much work needs to be done in advance of them moving there. So that's going to be determined, hopefully, some of it at least within the next 6 months.
The first 6 months would be primarily engineering, meaning when do you have to replace your chillers, when do you have to replace your roof, because we're assuming a building that's aged considerably and it has its own pitfalls versus building a new one, but the benefit that you have is it's grandfathered in with parking and stormwater. Meaning lots of parking and not a lot of stormwater.
Yeah, and the reason that I wanted you to review that over again is because that is something that we are going to be questioned about repeatedly, because this is a very high profile, nice looking building. And anybody that wants to throw stones or cast aspersions on what we do, it's very much like the Milestone building. They're going to say, look at that fancy, expensive build. Yeah, exactly. Building. And it is a nice building. And when you go inside, it's a nice. I mean, I've been in there a number of times when ACN was there. Extremely nice building. And it is probably not something like we would ever build for a human services department. And I'm sure have you ever driven down the interstate through there? It's high profile on the interstate as well. And I hope at some point in time, Cabarrus County Seal is up there. But we're going to have to answer that question a number of times and say, we didn't buy this building because we thought it was extravagant and nice. We bought this building because we wanted to build one up the street, and it was going to cost us almost triple what we could buy this one for. Plus, we have, if ever this behavioral health facility that's being constructed out on Milestone, that would have been a very desirable location for that as well. And I'm sure there'll be other potential uses for that undeveloped property. But, and I'm sorry I interrupted somebody. Barbara, you were getting ready to say something.
That's first. Okay. I was just going to add to Kyle's point about the building equipment and determining the status and what's going to need to be replaced. If that comes back and we have a lot of equipment that needs replaced, we'll obviously go back to the seller and try to negotiate the price down from there.
I'm good with it myself, Rodney, because a couple of years ago, when we first thought about this, three or four years ago, it wasn't that much attractive to me, but it's very attractive to me now, and I think it's the right thing to do.
For the cost of building and construction, I think it's probably a wise choice. Do we think, have you been in it recently?
Yes, it seems like every Thursday.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
But I mean, does it look like it's doable to, by the time our lease is up in 2027, that we would be able to move in without any major mishaps?
From what I do for a living, yes. From the people that will operate the building and be staffed in it, if they can figure out their business plan in terms of how they want to operate it, then yes.
Okay. So is this building, or buildings, I guess, if it's two and a half or three buildings, what is it, the same size as what we were planning to build at the other property?
Roughly, yes.
Okay.
With the two of them together, yes.
With additional parking and the additional acreage that's undeveloped.
And so what was the cost on this ACN?
42.
And the cost to build a basic structure, not maybe something as extravagant.
Better than a Kmart or comparable to a
better
Kmart?
Better than a Kmart, but okay. Maybe
Target on Amalia Street?
An economy building.
More like a Target. More like a Target.
Well, sure.
You're asking a variable that can't be answered unless you tell me what piece of property. I don't want to miss it.
Okay.
If you're talking about the Amalia property that we looked at, you could do basic walls, interiors, exteriors, and everything. You're still looking at $80 million.
And what was the reasoning behind that again? I'm sorry, you may have said
significant that. Topography change, you have stormwater issues, and you would have had to build a parking deck.
And so we don't own any more property anywhere else that could be part of that?
Not in Concord on a transit line.
Yeah.
That's the biggest challenge with this one, is finding property on an existing transit line.
Which is important for their clients.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that wasn't a big concern with the health alliance when it was built. It was built basically on the county line. And I mean, I'm not saying that was appropriate, but that, I thought that was silly at the time. Build it up on the county line and, Midland folks having to drive all the way up there. So the last time I went to the ACN building was... I guess is when it was ACN. It's not that anymore. Is that
it's
correct?
It's still ACN.
Oh, it's still. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember it was marble.
It's nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So
it still is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I am opposed to that.
I've never been there.
It's very nice. Or it was then, but that's been 10 years.
So are you saying you think we should build a building for $80 million instead of buying one for?
But
40?
I think we could find another piece of property or something other than that.
Okay.
That's my opinion. In that,
Well, how long have you been looking
for a parcel that large?
Yes.
Hard 18 months, loose 24 to 26.
Yeah. New branches.
Property is just not available like you would think it would.
Have we ever asked the owner that we're renting from up there to purchase that property and
to
what we're leasing now?
To purchase the ACN building?
No,
the Kmart. Purchase the Kmart.
It's a mess up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plus, the other problem is we're trying to get it back.
And this is trying to get back more central location.
Yeah. Well, I think that on 601, that Bilo, where it used to be a Bilo, a long time ago, that'd be a perfect spot.
But that was one of the options we explored.
That was the first option.
Yeah.
It's a significantly lower amount of square footage than even the Kmart building.
Yeah, it also falls in an area where they would require us to put some significant... I believe it was an outside playground or some sort of fountain that we would have. It comes because of the district it's in. It comes with all these rules, and then we would be looking at significant DOT.
So whoever bought it is going to have to do all
that. That's why I call Vegas.
Well, the percentage, they use it the way it is. They leave the building the way it is. We looked at demoing it because the building isn't the way it is.
Oh, okay. Well, who owns that property next to the new EMS headquarters? Where you used to have those white buildings along there?
They still have those.
It's yeah, the some green, of them. But the they tore some of them down. Yeah,
the Jeff Carpenter owned them for a while.
Yeah, I'm sure he sold them.
I think he sold
three party.
We wouldn't be able to get enough parking on that site. It's not enough acreage.
The problem with DHS is the 350 employees that come in and then the people that visit them. That's why the parking lot came up on the That's why the beauty of the ACN is the grandfathered in parking. Now, they talk about the empty parcel, the 4.5 acre parcel that's there. You won't ever be able to build a building that size because you're going to have to do stormwater. That's the problem.
I understand all that. It's just that building's nicer than this building. And so I just have trouble with that. But I did too.
But now though, it's the most feasible thing to do because the cost, number one, location, number two, and you're not going to find another building like that nowhere.
I understand all arguments, but yeah. Just
yeah. Okay. Other questions? And we will have to address this when we come out of closed session.